Today's daf is daf Pei Vav. We're holding on Pei Hey Omid Beis, right at the end of the fifth line up from the bottom. Shmuel Yarchina. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Yarchina. Actually, Shmuel Yarchina is a strange name. It's really referring to Shmuel, the Bar Plukta of Rav. But this is a younger Shmuel, and we're talking about him at the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, where he was the personal physician of Rebbe, and he was called Shmuel Yarchina because he was a fantastic astronomer, and he elsewhere says that he would be able to be kaveya calendars forever, basically for an entire Gola anywhere on earth. And so they used to call him by his name as a chief court astronomer, so to speak, Shmuel Yarchina. He was also asked to Rebbe Avi, he was Rebbe's personal physician, and once Cholash Rebbe Beine, Rebbe had problems with his eyes, and Shmuel told him, Imale lechasama, what I want to do is I want to put medication in your eye, and that will cure you. Well, after all that Rebbe had been through in his life, that we already heard about, he just couldn't take any more pain. So he said to Shmuel, I can't take it. That's it. I just can't take anymore. So he said, Lo yachilna. So he said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll turn it into a poultice, like a rub, that I'll put on outside of your eye, so that it won't burn so much. No, said Rebbe, I can't handle it. Lo yachilna. So what he did was, Avimotiv Labagufta de Samoni, he had this, which was their equivalent of a spray device. So they would put it into a cylinder that was hollow, and the air would come through it and release it gradually. And he put the sufficiently powerful trufot, the medication that was needed, inside this and put it underneath Rebbe's pillow. Tuta Beisadye underneath Rebbe's pillow, and indeed it worked. And itzi. So that even though he didn't have to suffer, but it actually fixed him. Rebbe was very impressed with Shmuel's immense capabilities and his ability to be creative and to work out what to do when it wasn't working out the way he had intended. And even though he had always known, of course, that Shmuel was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but you need more than just being a Talmud Chacham to get smicha. But now that he saw his capabilities handling the issues out in the field and making do, he really very much wanted to give him smicha. So, somehow, something always happened to prevent that smicha from taking place. Either it was an emergency, or he couldn't get together the Beit Din, or whatever it was. And in the end, they just saw it wasn't going to happen. So Shmuel told Rebbe, Amalei, lo nitztayer, you really should not see this as something that's your fault at all. The truth is that I saw this basically, it's written in the stars for all intents and purposes. Because the Didi Chazilei, Sifra d'Anam HaRishon, I had a glimpse at the book of Anam HaRishon, and that was the book in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Dor Dor V'Dorshav and Dor Dor V'Chachomav. And in that book, my name appeared as one of the leaders, and it said, Shmuel Yarchina is going to be a Chacham Mitkarya. They will call him Chacham, but they won't call him Rabbi, which means that he is actually not meant to be given smicha. And so this was the way that it worked out, that every time you tried, it just simply didn't happen. Now, it also said, interestingly enough, about my relationship to you. And it said, the as of the Rebbe Ayodotei, that Rebbe's medical cure will come through him. So that means that was basically also in the destiny of our relationship. And it also wrote their Rebbe and Rebbe Natan, our Sofa Mishnah. So in other words, this is the last door, really, of the Tanoim that we'll be giving over Mishnayos. From this point on, it's Pirushim of the Mishnayos. And Ravashi Ravina are Sofa Ora'ah, to the end of the period of the Amoraim, the last stage of Ora'ah that's Mekubal on Kol Yisrael, that should have a din of a Bezdan HaGadol. Misimonach, and you can actually see this, is a siman in a posik. It says, Ad Avo El Mikdashei El Avina La'achritam. So, you think about what those sounds like. Mikdashei El is Rav Ashi. And then Avina is Ravina. And then it says La'achritam, which means that they are the last stage. Om Rav Kana, Ishtoili Rav Chama Barbarte, the grandson, this is the son of the daughter of Chasa, that Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Agav Shemada Nachnafshe. You should know that what happened to Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is that because of the government tzoras that he suffered and the fear of the Shemad that they were geyser, he ended up dying. I'll tell you what happened. It started with Ochlo Bekurtze Bemalka. People said things to the government about him, and what they said was, they were trying to undermine him, of course. So what they said was that there's Ikachad Gavra B'Yudai, there's this guy among the Jews who causes immense loss to the government, and he's Mevato Tracy Alpha Gavrim Yisroel Yarcha B'Kaita V'Yarcha B'Sitva Micharga D'Malka. That because they made it sound like he was against the government. Obviously, all he was doing was he was giving over the lectures at the Kala twice a year. Everybody would come together for 2 months out of the year, Nisan and Tishrei, to be able to learn in preparation for the Yamim Tevim, and so on. Those were the Kala. So they said that what he's doing is he's taking thousands and thousands of people and preventing them from being part of the workforce, so that when it comes time to pay taxes, they're busy attending courses. And that's costing you money, so that they aren't paying their taxes. So Shadr Priest Kadamalka Batre. So the king sent a detective to haul him in. Velo Ashkeche, and he didn't find him at home. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni had heard about this, that the detective was coming. So he escapes. Orak Vazal, and he goes from Pumbedita, where he was, to Akra. From Akra, he goes to Agma. From Agma, he goes to Shichin. From Shichin, he goes to Tzrifa. From Tzrifa, he goes to Ein HaDamayim. And from Ein HaDamayim, he makes his way back in secret to Pumbedita, and he holds up in this hotel. So Pumbedita, now the Lamaisa, this guy has been tracing him the whole time. When he gets back to Pumbedita, the guy finds him. So Ikla Pristika de Malka Laush Pisa de Rabba. He comes in to the dining room of the same hotel where Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was. In Krivu Takakame, the waiters bring a dish in front of him on the table, and they give him Mashkua Trekas. They put down 2 cups of wine, which is, of course, a very dangerous thing to do, as you recall from the Gemara in Pesachim, that's Zuges. Somebody who drinks only 2 is damaged by Shadim, and terrible things can happen to him. So anyway, this guy drinks 2, and then they remove the table. So that he doesn't get another drink. That wasn't done on purpose, but it worked out that way. And indeed, Hadar Patsur for the Achurai. They shade him, get this guy, and they punch his face in backwards. So Amru Leh, so the owner of the hotel, says to Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, oh my God, we're in trouble over here. My Navid Leh, we got to fix this guy up. After all, he's a government official. Gavad Amalko. Amalus, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said, look, what you do is like this. Bring back the table. Bring him only 1 cup, so that'll make now 3. And then take the table away. And at that point, he'll be okay. He'll get well. So Abdelai Hachim, he didn't say they did that, and indeed, it fixed him. So the guy said to him, look, I happen to know that Mida Yadana de Gavit Kabina Hachahu. I know that the government is after the guy I'm looking for. He's here in this hotel. And Bachi Shabbatre, and he looked, and sure enough, he found his room. And he says to him, I'm telling you what I'm going to do for you. Azlina Mia, I'm going to leave here, and because of what you did for me, I know that you saved my life, basically, I'm going to walk away, and I'm not going to say anything about you. And no matter what they do to me, they can kill me, I will not say that you're here. But if indeed they put me up against a firing squad, that I can handle. But if they start torturing me, I can't handle it. If they start torturing me and beating me, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to end up squealing. So, you better be aware of that. And meanwhile, of course, that gave Rabbi Bar Nachmeni a sense of how bitter the torture is in the government. So what happened was that in the end, they found him. Other policemen found him, dragged him in, and they bring him into this torture room. They bring him into the room. They slam the door, and they're ready to start on Neo. So they slam the door and lock it. boy rachamis, he's mavakish rachamim in Hashemayim, that he should be saved. A miracle happens. Parakashita, the wall of the building collapses, and he runs away. Varek vazel agman, he goes, and he moves into the marsh. And haviyativ agirda de dikula, and he's sitting there on a cut-off palm trunk. And he's learning. So now, so far he's still alive. We haven't gotten to the point of how he died because of the Malchus. Now, at this point, what was happening up in the Shamayim was that there was a machloket about a din in the Goyim in the Bezdin Shamal and the Matifta Derakia, and Komifa gave him Matifta Derakia over there about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that im baheret kodem et lasar lavan tamei. So if the skin turns white first, and then the hair turns white, then that's a simon of tuma for the nega, and the person is tome. But it was the other way around. If the sar lavan comes before the baharet, then the nega is tor until an actual simon tuma appears. Now, if it's a suffix, what comes first? So then there was a machloket in the rakia about what the halacha was. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskened that the nega is tor. But nobody agreed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kulam atifta derakia amri, no, it's tummy, we don't agree. So they said over there, okay, listen, I mean, so we've got to call in somebody who's going to, I mean, we've got to split. We'll call in somebody as an arbitrator, and we'll accept his dast. The man nochach, who should be the one who should be mochiach, what the halacha is? And nochiach Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Look, it's got to be Rabbi Bar Nachmani, because Rabbi Bar Nachmani himself took the title of being the main guy when it comes to Negoyim and Olos. Tomer Rabbi Bar Nachmani, Ani Yachid ben Negoyim, Ani Yachid ba'Olot. So he's the only one, by his own admission, we're going to have to take him. So they sent the Shliach, the Malach HaMavis, to bring Rabbi Bar Nachmani up, haul him up, so that they can find out what the din is. So Shadu Shliach HaPatrei, Lo'avi Matzi Malach HaMavis El Nikrevlei. The Malach HaMavis couldn't get near him because he was learning. Lo'avi Koposik Pumei Megirsi, he never stopped learning for a moment. So what did they do? So Adahachi Nashav Zika Avish Benikani. So wind came, and the reeds that were behind him started to jostle one against the other and made a lot of noise. Sova Rabbi Bar Nachmani, in his mind, he heard it as a gunda de parashi havi. He heard it as a whole posse of horses, and he hears police sirens and all kinds of things chasing after him. And he says, "Oh my God, they found me! I'd much rather drop dead right here. I don't want to be dragged back to the government." So there he dies. As he's dying, he hears the suffix. So he says, "The din is the suffix is tar tar." Yatzta batkov amashrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmani shegufcha tahor v'yatzta nishmatcha betar. Meanwhile, back at the ranch in Pumbedita. So a petek written on parchment falls from the Shamayim into Pumbedita, that the head of the city, the Rosh Ha'ir of the Dayan and the Rosh Yeshiva, was Rabbi Bar Nachmani, was an iftar. Rabbi Bar Nachmani nitbakesh b'yeshiva shamala. Now we understand what really nitbakesh b'yeshiva shamala means. You understand, a regular guy who dies to say he's nitbakesh b'yeshiva shamala is a little bit weird. He was literally needed to be Yeshiva Shamala, Paskin Halach. Nafka Abayeva Rava, Vekula Rabbonin Lasukibe, all Beis HaMedrash goes out together with Abayeva Rava to be Malave him and to bury him. Problem was, Lava Yadigurti had no idea where he was, as after all, he was in hiding. So Azu Agma, they went out there into the marshes, and Chazu Tzipore, the Metalali Vekaimi, they saw a whole flock of birds that were standing and hovering in one place, creating an area beneath them that was in the shade of their wings to protect his body, because he was outdoors in the sun. So they understood that that must be the place where he is. Amrei, they said, Shmamina Hatamu. Apparently this was done in his covet, and that must be where he is. Sabtu atlati yume atlati levata. And so they set a hesped on him 3 days and 3 nights, and a petek fell from the Shamayim, and it was written, Kol haporesh ye benidui. Anybody who leaves this hesped should be in nidui min hashamayim. And they kept being maspid him for 7 full days, shiva yumi. And at that point, nafa pitka L'chula v'etchem l'shalom. You've done him the honor that he deserves. Now you can go back in peace to your homes. The day that Rabbi Bar Nachmani was nifter, there was a fantastic storm, and Dalye Zapa v'dari lahutaya, it was so powerful, and there were gusts and tornadoes, lifted up a particular Arab who was actually driving at that point on a camel, Kirochiv Gamla, and picked him up, Mihai Gisa d'nahar Papa v'shadir b'har Gisa, lifted him up from one side of the Papa River to the other. So the Arab asks people, what the heck is going on? I've never seen anything like this. My heart. Amrelei, they told him, Noch Nafshid, Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Bar Nachmani died today, and this is the sign of the Tzar Neshamai. Amar lefanav, so the Arab says, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you know, Kulei Alma Didachu, all world is yours, and Rabbi Bar Nachmani is also yours. Didach. Now, at the Rabbi of a Rabbi Didach, you know, the two of you are in love, you are his, and he is yours. So, but why is that a reason to destroy the rest of the world? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted that taina, v'nogzapa, and the storm abated. Continues the Gemara now. We've had some fat people before, but we should know Reb Shimon ben Chalafta was also at quite a belly. Ba'al basar havi. One day, it's very hot. So he was outdoors sitting at the edge of a cliff to try to get some air. So he tells now his daughter, he says, you know, bring that Japanese fan over here, and you sit here fanning me, and I'm going to pay you. So, biti, anifa alai b'manifa, because I'm just going out of my mind, it's so hot. V'ani eten lach ki karin d'neret. What I'm going to give you is two beautiful bundles of nerd, which is the very expensive spice. So as she starts, she's going to go and get the fan. A beautiful breeze started to blow. Amar, so Reb Shimon ben Chalafta said, man, oh man. Kama kikorin de nerd lamari dechi. Just imagine how many of these bushels and bushels of spices I should be paying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For this, if I was willing to pay for a silly little Japanese fan. Oh, man. And now we could turn back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that when you hire workers, it's hakol k'minhag hamedina. Now, when you say hakol, I mean, what is that supposed to be adding? Everything. And we said that hakol is whatever it was that you would normally feed. What is that? No, that is latuye ba'atadanehigi. The michrech rifta umishta anpaka, that in a case where you have a country where the general minag is that the workers are brought into the house for breakfast, they're given a full breakfast, and then they're given a cup of coffee afterwards, so that if the balabayit says, he says to them, look, I don't have time for breakfast. Do me a favor. I understand I owe you this stuff. Get out there and start working, and I'll have this brought to you. You'll have sandwiches, you'll drink some coffee out of a paper cup. So, kadima v'ayte l'chud, just get to work. The Paulim can tell him, no way, buddy. Loko kaminach. The meaning around here is, we come into house, and we're treated like humans. And that's what you're going to have to do for us. Ma'aseh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya. And the next piece of the Mishnah says, the ma'aseh with Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya sent his son, ma'amal ibn tseyu scharlon u'pa'alim, and make up with them what the deal is. He goes out, and he makes up with them that he's going to provide their food. And then he comes back, and his father goes crazy. Get back there right away before they start, because there's no way to be yitze. Because no matter what you pay them, it's never going to be enough. And I understand. We just got finished saying in the Mishnah, Tzakok Menagam Medina. So now you're bringing a piece to be docha, your own Mishnah. Ma'aseli story. You're bringing a Maisa of Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya to show that actually the Menagam Medina is not sufficient to define it. And that if you don't tell them it's only going to be pita and hummus, you're going to have to give them more than shlomo malach b'shato. Does that make sense? No, says the Gemara, well, obviously there's a piece missing over here. I mean, it's clear that the point is that because you unnecessarily define the fact that you're going to give them food, now it's no longer limited by the food that you would have given mitzad the minhag, because you apparently meant to add. So that's what he was saying. You can't add without defining what that is. And therefore, to put that into the Mishnah so that it should fit properly into the Mishnah, it's leaving it to you to recognize that it's chisur mechasra. V'achi katani. What you have to do is you have to put in the words like this, quote, V'im pasak lehem mizonot. If separately you were posek mizonot besides now the minag, so then that means you're coming to be riba lehem, to give them more than the minag. So because there was no need to mention it tonight, it would have been automatic. And then continues the Mishnah, Umaaseh Nami Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthias, Omer Lebeno, Tzeus Cholon Upuali, Volach Uposek Lehem Mizonot, Ukishabai Tzel Aviv, Omer Lebeni, Afilu Ata Oselem Kisidah Shlomo Bishahato Lo Yatzati Yedei Chovatcha, Shehin Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov. That is the point, that since you didn't tell them what you're going to add, you made it clear that you are going to add, now we're going to be in serious trouble. L'meimras, it says the Gemara, this implies that the Su'udah of Avram Avinu was Adifa B'nei Shlomo, because you're saying, even if you'd give them Shlomo HaMelech Su'udah, it wouldn't be enough for them because of B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Since when did Avram Avinu have such a big Su'udah? I mean, HaKtiv, it says by Shlomo, Vayi Lechem Shlomo L'yom Echad, Shloshim Kor Solet V'Shishim Kor Kemach Asara Bakar Bereim V'Asara Bakari. So you have now the stuffed animals that were fed in barns, and you've got free-range animals, and a meyatzon, not to mention ayel, tzvi, the yachmor, and barburim, avusim, you've got these stuffed birds, and you think that is all of it. That's not all of it, because that itself, says Gurion ben Astion, Mishmei Derav, all of that, the kemach and the solet that we had over there, that's not what he used for the bread. That's what he used, la milancha tabachim. That was just the stuff that they used basically to absorb the oil, you know, around the pots and so on, just to keep things clean. But it doesn't even mention the amount of food that was there. Reb Yitzchak Omar, halol etzike gedera. That was just for the stuff that settled on the bottom of the pots, but I mean, that's not what they served the guests. Reb Yitzchak, elef nashim ayu l'shlomo. Not only that, but as Reb Yitzchak pointed out, Shlomo HaMelech had 1,000 wives, and every single one of them made one of those sodas in her own home every day. Why? My timer, because each one figured, well, you never know, today he may come in. My dear husband shows up today and I don't have him prepared a meal. So zos furash emetz lisoed ayom. Zos furash emetz lisoed ayom. And Avram Avinu, okay, I mean, wasn't bad, but I mean, come on, it's not comparable. Il gabi Avram, what does it say? Ela bakar ratz Avram. Ben Bakar Rach V'Tov. I mean, so even if we darshan that Ben Bakar Rach V'Tov refers to three separate animals, okay, which is the drasha that we know from Rav Yehuda Merab, that he says Ben Bakar means one, Rach is two, and Tov is a third one. So, okay, that's three animals, not exactly in the same league as Shlomo Melech. So what are you saying? Even if you would give him Shlomo Melech B'Sha'ata, how do you get that? Makes no sense, huh? Well, says the Gemara, I mean, that's not fair. After all, over there we're talking about three people at the meal. By Shlomo HaMelech, we're talking about who knows how many thousands of people came in. It was open for all of the people that had been invited. It could be thousands. So, Hatam, Tlata, Torah, Tlata, Gavis. There you have three Shvarim for three men. But by Shlomo, all of this sort of was everyone that came in from Chol Yisrael v'Yehuda, which were tremendous. Shinema Yudav Yisrael Rabin Kechol Asher Hayam. By the way, what's the meaning of Barburim Avusim exactly? Does it mean force-fed? Omarav, it means indeed. Ofsimotan Baal Korchan, the food is force-bound. They're to engorge their livers. V'shmuel Omar, that's not the point. It's Avusim Vobdim Aleyem. It means, I mean, that doesn't give you a good, healthy animal. It means that you give them such kind of stuff that they just stuff themselves, is what it means. And Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says that the avusim is not the referring specifically to the birds. The avusim is going on the animals, too, that it's mevim tor mimarito, b'lo anis. It means you bring a shor that is out free-ranging. It doesn't do anything and just gets fattened up. Tarnagolet b'ashpata b'lo anisa. The tarnagolet that hasn't been put into raising any chicks and sitting on eggs, and now it's just free-ranging having a ball. Amrit Yochanan, Mufchash Bebeimot, we're talking about the best animal over here for the Kovet of Orchim, for the Kovet of Shabbos, it's a shor. Mufchash Bebeimot is chicken. Amrit Meimar, Zakta Uchmata, the best species of chicken is that the black chicken, which is Bebatnita, the one that has that very, very fattened stomach, the Mishtakcha Bene Atzer, you find these chickens, they really grow during the time between the various gitot, so that there's a lot of leftovers from the grapes and that are lying around. They fill themselves up. And over there, Lomatia Pasia Kanya, over there, it gets so fat that it can't even lift its feet over a stick, a reed that's lying in their paths. Anyway, getting back now to Rav Yehuda Merab, who darshan Ela Bakar Ratzav Ram Amar Rav Yehuda Merab, he darshan Ben Bakar is one animal, Rach is two, and Tov is three. I mean, why, since when is an adjective referred to a different animal? I mean, why isn't the whole thing one animal, which is Rach v'Tov, right? I mean, Eimachad Kedi Amri Inchi, Rachich v'Tov. People say it's a soft and a delicious animal. What's wrong with that? It's more because in Cain, if that's what it meant, so then Lichtov Rach Tov. What's v'Tov? Rach v'Tov. So apparently Shmamina Lidrasha. The extra vav is coming to tell me that there's an extra animal there. Okay, so maybe there's two animals. How do you have three? No, because Midatov Ladrasha, Sarach is Nami Ladrasha, that already, Midatov is being Megala, that there's extra words to be darshaned here. Mosiv Rabba Barula, Vitema Rav Oshaya, Vitema Rabbi Natan Barabi Oshaya. It says, Vitena Lanar, Vyamayer Lasot Oto. How can you say that there were three animals? If the Torah says Beferish was one animal, Oto, it, answers the Gemara, no, he did, but there were three Narim. So he gave each Nar one animal. Kochad v'chad, Yaveh l'nar chad. Maybe that's what it means. How can you say that? It says, Vayikachem avich alav uben abakar asher asah, Vayitem lifteyem. He gave only one in front of them. So how can you say there were three? It means each one as it got cooked. He brought it. Kama kama, demati haitel kamayu. Okay, even if that's true, so lama litlata, why in the world would three people need three whole animals? I mean, tiske b'chad, why isn't one enough? Or Rav Chanan bar Rava, to be mechabe the orchim with the very best. He wanted them to have a tongue and mustard sandwich. Kedei la'achilan shalosh l'shanot b'chardal, which is something that is suitable for the highest members of society. Absolutely delicious. You know what you see from here? That Li'olam al Yishane Adam min Aminag. When you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. Moshe went up into the Rakia. Moshe alal marom v'lo achal lachem. And he says, he was there 40 days, lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shatiti. The Malachi Asharis come down onto earth. They never eat. But over here they came to Avram Avinu v'achlo lechem. Says, well, what do you mean? How could they eat? I mean, they're not physical beings to be able to eat. They went through the motions of eating and drinking. They ate and drank. And that's what it's like when you're doing as they do. You go through the motions. Oh my Rav Yehuda Merab. Koma sha'asa Avram l'malach ha'asharit batzmo. Asa kadosh baruch hu levanav batzmo. Everything that he did himself and didn't give to an agent, to a shliach to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back with things that were done for his children. Batzmo, without giving it to anybody else, to any shliach and any malach, to get done. And koma sha'asa Avraham, ayedei shliach, asa kadosh baruch hu levanav ayedei shliach. Take a look, let's go through it piece by piece. It says, Ela bakar ratz Avraham, that means Avraham Avinu took care of running to get the food himself. Same thing is true in the midbar. A ruach nasa me'et Hashem v'yages slavim in hayam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gathered together the slavim to be meat. It says by Avram, Vayikachem Avich Alav, that he took the milk. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, Hinei Matir Lechem Lechem Min HaShemayim, which, as we've shown in frameworks, was the milk. It says by Avram, Vuhu Omed Alayem Tachat Ha'et. So we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Meshalem, Hinei Omed Lefanech Hashem Al Atzur, and then Yatzim Emenu Mai. Furthermore, it says, Avram Alech Imam Leshalcham, he was Malav with them. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Amuda Anan, and which says, Hashem Olech Lifnehem Yomam, just like Avram was Olech Imahem. Mashem Kain, where he said, Yukach Nama Atmahim, which means, let water be brought, which means by somebody else. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them water through Moshe. Vikita Batsur, Vyatsurim Enamayim Vishatam. Now this Maimer of Rabbi Yehuda Merab, that learns from who omed alehem, the schustin and he omed lefanach al atzur, that is different than Reb Chama bar Rabbi Chanina's drasha. Bar Reb Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, v'chidon edavei Rabbi Shmuel, b'schar shalosha, there were three things that Avraham Avinu did with the malachim that were unique. Those things gave three unique gifts to Yisrael. Zachu l'shlosha. B'schar chama v'chalav, zachu l'man. B'schar v'u amed aleihem, zachu le'amud ha'anan. And b'schar yukach namat mayim, zachu l'veira shel Miriam. So the amud ha'anan was the thing that was the schus for who omed aleihem. And the yukachna were medayik the difference. It was the be'er. Anyway, continues now the Gemara by Avram. It says, Yukach lamat mayim v'rachatzurag lechem. Why was it that he told them to wash their feet? Because he thought that they were like Arabs. So basically what he was telling them, that as Rashi says, that he said to them, they should wash their feet in order that they shouldn't bring in the afar aglayim into his tent. Om Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yishmael, note by the way who it was that said this maimer, Omru lo the malachim said to Avram, what the heck is wrong with you? V'chi barvayim chashadetanu, shemishtachvim lavak regleihem, that's what you think of us. Okay, now you got it. Kvar yatza mimenu Yishmael, you're the guy who's the makor of all the Arabs now, because you were chashed us. So what's the meaning of Kichom Hayom? This day was the Yom HaShlishi of the meal of Avram, which is it's already the third day of pain and it become weakened. So Kadosh Baruch Hu l'shol b'Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be a mevaker chola, to be merapim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu chama min artika. Kadosh Baruch Hu opened the temperature so that people will not come by to bother him, shelo yatriach oto tzadik b'orchim, in order not to be bothered with the orchim that would come by. So, what happened? Shadre l'Eliezer l'mefek l'vroh, so Avram started getting very nervous. Why is there nobody coming? So he sends Eliezer to go outdoors to see if he can rustle up some guests. Nofak v'lovashkach, he goes out, he doesn't find anybody. Avram doesn't trust him. So, Omar, lo ma'am ne'lach, I simply don't believe you. And that's Hainid Ami Taman, that's in Eretz Yisrael, they say, let him nuta ba'avde. You can never trust an Eved, doesn't matter who he is. Nafak you, so he went himself, and he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there, the Kaya Bava. So he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing at the gateway of the house. This is the way the Rishonim learned that those Malachim were the Vayera Alav Hashem. So Hainid Achsiv, as we'll see from later on in the Sugya, in Mashmaut, so Hainid Achsiv, Al Nata Avormi Alav Decha. He says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please don't move. Now, given the chaza, the ka'asav Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu is busy, and he's taking off his bandages and putting them back on, and he's in pain. So he felt it wasn't nice that he should be standing there and watching that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be there when he's bandaging himself up. He said, Lav urachar l'meikam hocha. It's not nice for me to stand there. So he was pulling away. So Avraham asked him, please not to leave. So now, according to this, that's why by the Malachim it says, so first it says, which means that they're already there. Then it says he's running out to greet them, meaning that apparently they were pulling away. So that's the point. First they came close to him. This is the Makor of those who learn that that is the Vayera. And then, and they said that he was in pain. So they said, okay, we can't stand here. So they started moving away, so he ran. And who were the Shlosha Anashim? Maninu. Who are the Shlosha Anashim? Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael came to be Mavasir Sarah, that she was going to have Yitzchak. Raphael came to be Merap Avram from the pain of the Mila. And Gabriel came with Mira Sadin, the Gvura, to be Mahapir Sidom. Amalachim Sidom Abera. Doesn't it say that there were two Malachim? So apparently, it wasn't Gavriel alone. No, that's because after Michael had given over the Besura, the Gabilatas Yitzchak, in order to complete that Besura, that's the way we learn it, he had to go and save Lot, because he needed to be Matzil Lot in order that the Malachim, that was Malchus Mashiach, should come from Yitzchak in the end, which required Lot in order to have Rut. Daikanami. I'll note, that it was a Yochid that was Mahapech these Orim, and it doesn't say Vayavchu, so apparently only one of them was there to be Mahapech at Zidon, and that must have been Gavriel. Michal had another job to do. So Shema Mina, you see from there that it was indeed only one. We shall continue the story tomorrow.